Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Fall 2011 Retail Marketing Virtual Conference and Expo. My name is Melissa Campanelli, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Retail Online Integration. I'm very pleased today to welcome you to our closing keynote session, The Future of Retail Shopping with Augmented Reality, Mobile, and Social Media. Is augmented reality a reality for retailers today? And if so, how does it integrate with mobile and social marketing programs? These questions and more will be answered during this closing keynote featuring a great lineup of speakers, including Prasenjit Sen, the founder and CEO of Procent Mobile, Eloisa Serrano, the co-owner and designer of Revelation by Me, David Stone, the director of client services at Erasma, and Gianpaolo Altamari, the marketing manager of Subo. Today, you'll learn about how these technologies are really helping retailers increase conversions and sales. You'll also get a perspective on how these technologies are coming together to provide a next-generation platform for driving sales and engaging customers. Before we get started, let me point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions during the hour, at the end of the hour, but you can send them in at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can use all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all the widgets on this console do and how you can customize your experience. You can even tweet right from the console. Lastly, if you leave the session at any time or would like to view it again later, you can access the presentation from the auditorium in the Retail Marketing Virtual Show on-demand environment, which will be open for 3 months beginning on Thursday, September 29th. Without further ado, please welcome Prasenjit Sen.
Thanks, Melissa. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Prasenjit Sen. I am the founder and CEO of Procent Mobile. We are a mobile marketing and commerce company based in Silicon Valley. We have an app for the fashion industry called Vizzle. It's a social commerce app, which I will get to in a few slides. But let me start by talking about how we see the future of shopping evolve with the new exciting technologies that are all brewing and getting mainstream, as we speak. So shopping has always been a very interactive and social experience. I mean, particularly women, they love going to the mall, trying on different outfits to see how it looks, how it feels. And then they share with friends to get an opinion, and the whole process is fun, interactive, and it creates them the want to buy. And the way we see it, our lives have gotten very busy now, with long hours and everything. But we still do have the same need to buy. You know, we buy for ourselves, we buy for friends and family. And as these new technologies like smart devices, social media, and rich media, which comprises of augmented reality, 3D, and many other exciting technologies, as these all become mainstream, I think you will start to see shoppers demand more and more of digital solutions having to do with interactivity and giving them more of a social experience when they're out shopping. That could be online, that could be in the stores. So I'm going to move on to the next slide. To start with, I first wanted to cover some of the new technology trends which, we are very excited about. See, I have been a serial entrepreneur for several years now. You know, I've been through three technology disruptions. You know, when the very first one, that is the transition from mainframe to client server happened, me and a few others, we started a company called Informatica, which had to do with enabling businesses move their data from mainframe to client server. Following that, we saw the internet boom. That was the time when I did another venture called SaleMinder, which had to do with enterprise retail. What we are experiencing now, I think, is by far the most exciting I've ever come across. It's the result of the confluence of certain major technology trends. You know, on one hand, you have social media, On the other hand, you have smart devices, which, you know, enable us to interact in real time. And then there is rich media having to do with augmented reality, holograms, 3D, video, a variety of such technologies. And I think the result of this will lead to a new way of real-time communication, which will result in major business opportunities for retailers and brands who adopt these technologies the right way. So this slide talks about the social media trends. You know, we all know that everybody that, you know, Facebook is a household name now. There are 630 million Facebook users worldwide. An average user spends about 15 and a half hours per month, which is a lot of time. More than 200 million users access Facebook via mobile every day, just to give a feel for how these things have become a part of our lives. Let's move on to the next slide. Now look at the smart devices trend. There are 72.5 million smartphone users. There were 72.5 million smartphone users as of March 2011, with a 15% jump over December of 2010. So smartphone adoption has also been, has been on a very fast growth path. Now, not only that, a smartphone user is very likely to transact or buy using their smartphone. And the other trend, which I think it's very important to point out, is that more and more people are using their smartphones when they're in the stores to access information and to buy. Let's move on to the next slide. This is a slide about the rich media technology trends. You know, augmented reality is becoming popular because of video games and different kinds of smartphone apps. You see this particular app, which I have, you know, the image on the right-hand side of the page. It's for an app called Wikitude that lets you, when you're out, you know, traveling, you can focus on any object or, you know, this is, for example, Statue of Liberty, and it'll tell you, give you instant information on that, on what you're seeing. Similarly, if you look at 3D, 3D and holograms, these, in my opinion, are very, very exciting trends. LG just released its first mobile smartphone with 3D support, where you can have 3D without glasses. And I don't know whether you know about holograms, but hologram is a way to give a 3D view using the interference of light beams. So this is a YouTube video which I can't play here, but if you go to YouTube and do a search for this 3D hologram app, you'll see this guy who basically uses his iPhone to take a video of his head, and then that results in a hologram which talks. So this app is not out yet. You know, this is just for me to give sight as an example. But I think the confluence of all these things will certainly lead to a very, very exciting set of retail solutions moving forward. So this is how retail solutions have evolved. We started a few years ago with text and email-based solutions. In 2008, we saw GPS-based services or location-based check-in solutions, for example. Companies like ShopKick, companies like Foursquare, you know, those companies started. And I think now we are entering into this phase where with augmented reality, video, holograms, smart devices, social media, etc., retailers will be able to communicate with customers in new and exciting ways, you know, be in touch with them with their latest information in a very rich interactive fashion, which will drive sales and lead to long-term loyalties. I'm going to give you a couple of examples just to, this is an example of what we call virtual shopping window. You'll see this in London in the Selfridges stores, where you can actually go and try on Tissot watches. They have like 22 watches on display. I mean, they have a setup where you have video cameras and a big monitor, and if you go stand in front of the camera, you can actually try on the watches virtually, and then the ones you like, you can have the system email it to you. The next slide, it's an example of of similar augmented reality solutions online. This is Pearle Vision. You can go to their website and try on different pairs of eyewear virtually. So now over the next few slides, I'm going to talk about our product and cite two case studies on the kinds of work we have done. So Vizzl is our social commerce app for the fashion industry. It provides users an interactive social shopping experience wherever they are. They could be in the mall, in a store, or even online. Vizzl is their companion, and that gives them a very interactive social shopping experience to help them pick the best outfits wherever they are. It's currently available on iPhones, iPod Touch, and iPads, and we will be releasing an Android version soon. Vizzl turns the shopper's iPhones and iPads into their personal fashion stylist. It comes with a set of exclusive tools to help them pick the right fashions, you know, similar to what a stylist or a personal shopper would do if you use their services. So as a shopper, you can access latest fashions from different retailers, could be from jewelry, shoes, apparel, sportswear, different types. We are in the process of building the retailer network. This app has been released a few months ago. We have a bunch of retailers now, and we will be taking a couple of very large brands live in the next couple of months. Now, not only can you receive the latest fashions, but Vizzl comes with a tool called the Visualizer, where you can actually try them on virtually. It's a virtual fitting room where you can try them on, see how it looks, see how it feels, things like that. And then you can save the looks that you like, compare them side by side, and share them with friends and family to get an instant opinion. And as a retailer, retailers can package exclusive offers to incentivize the shoppers to share with their customers. So Vizzl also has the ability to give you, to help you pick the right size for a given brand, given body measurements. So now I'll move on to the next slide. So to the retailer, Vizzl is a real-time targeting system. You know, when the shopper is in a retail store, they can, you know, using Vizzl, they can instantly access the latest fashions by department. You know, any typical large store has thousands of products, and this is a very good way for the shoppers to know what are the latest fashions out there, get additional information to, you know, so they are able to, you know, tap into the latest and the greatest. Not only that, once they access the latest fashions, they can try on the products virtually and share them. A lot of shoppers these days don't like going to the fitting rooms, especially during the busy shopping seasons. This is a good way out. I mean, you're not going to buy a suit this way, but, you know, for regular casual clothing, for cosmetics, things like that, this is a great tool. And since people like to share to get opinions, you know, the retailer can incorporate exclusive offers to incentivize you to not only try them on, but to share with friends and get an instant spot offer, let's say 30% off, something like that. Now, similarly, you can also drive sales from your or other extend, let's say if you have a mobile commerce app or if you have a print catalog or even your online sites with Vizzl to give people a virtual experience and let them share and incorporate exclusive offers with it. I'm going to talk about the first case study. Gail Grant is one of our customers. They're a high-end cosmetic jewelry store based out of Madison Avenue in New York. So they are using Vizzl to reach shoppers who are not in the store, by incentivizing those customers who are in the store to share with their friends and family. So this is Gail Grant. I'm just going to show you a slideshow now. These are some of their cosmetic jewelry items. So as a shopper, if you walk into Gail Grant, you'll see some store signs like this, some signs in their stores. These are small little signs, and you scan the QR code that downloads the latest fashions from Gail Grant onto your phone. You can try them on virtually. You know, you can try, you know, and when you are trying on one necklace, Gail Grant can recommend the right earrings that go with it, or, you know, here are some other similar jewelry items or necklaces that you can try, things like that. So you can try them on virtually. Then you can save the looks that you like, see them side by side. And this is a great way to figure out, you know, if you have tried on 5-6 different necklaces, you know, which is the one to buy. And not only that, you know, it's a great tool for, let's say, guys like me, when I'm traveling and I want to buy something for my wife, you know, I can just have a picture of hers, try this out, and send it to my daughter to get an opinion, and I buy things like that. And then they, at this point, they encourage you to share. You know, that is what really is very exciting, because once you have tried it, if you share it, you get an instant offer which you can utilize that very day. Now, it's a better offer than anything else you can get anywhere for Gail Grant. So as a consumer, you're incented because you're getting a great deal. And from their perspective, they have now made you reach out to your friends and family via Facebook. So, you know, 10 other people, 20 other people have seen their products. So that justifies it. That leads to the sale. And not only that, once you have used the service, they also sign you up for, you're automatically signed up to receive the latest fashions and offers from Gail Grant every month, you know, directly on your iPad or iPhone. Now, particularly Gail Grant, being in New York, they have tourists from all over the world who come and shop in their stores. And they see this as a method for them to maintain an ongoing engagement with the customer who came from San Francisco or Los Angeles or Chicago, or maybe even from Europe. So they can keep them informed. And when you're ready to buy, first time you go to the store, and after that every month they send you the latest fashions to your phone. You can receive them, you can try them on, and then when you're ready to buy, you could be in San Francisco, you know, one click, you go to their website and you buy. So they have now converted you from a store customer to an online customer. This is our second case study, and, you know, I have Eloisa Serrano with me. Revelation by Me is an exclusive women's fashion retailer in San Francisco. Eloisa, I'll hand it over to you.
Thank you, Prasenjit. Hi, everybody. I'm Eloisa. I am one of the founders and one of the designers of Revelation by Me. As Prasenjit mentioned, we are based in San Francisco. We're primarily an online retail store, but there are local boutiques in the area that carry our stuff. We specialize in transitional apparel that takes busy women on the go from day to night. Our styles are unique in the way that they are reversible and transitional. So when you purchase one of our dresses, you get 2, sometimes even 4, or up to 6 looks for the price of one dress. We have included a link that you can copy and paste onto your browser that will show a quick video on how our stuff is very easily worn and how you can transition the looks from day to night.
So, go ahead, Liz.
Oh, go ahead, Patricia.
Okay, so the way, Revelation by Me sells, as she mentioned to you, sells its products online and in different retail stores in San Francisco. We started off by extending their online site. They have a very fashionable website. And on the homepage, there is a small visible sign with a QR code for their customers to go and, you know, their customers can scan that QR code using Vizzle on their iPhone or using their iPhone or iPad. The moment they scan it, they that instantly downloads the latest Revelation fashions on their phone. And if there's an offer at that time, they get that offer also. Similarly, their in-store customers, I mean, the stores that carry Revelation products in the city, they can, when a shopper walks into such a store and goes to the aisle that carries Revelation products, they can, they see signs like this that they can scan and, again, download the latest fashions. Now, what happens is they download the latest fashions, it instantly plays a video which educates them on reversible dresses, you know, how to wear, it shows them how to wear such a reversible dress, sometimes customer testimonials, you know, to really educate the user, to tell them what other people say about it, things like that. And they can browse the information, and very soon we'll be actually allowing them to even, we'll be enabling the functionality for them to try on virtually and to buy. And once a customer has scanned a QR code online or in a retail store, every month Revelation by Me gets to send them their latest fashions, their latest reversible dresses, and again, the customer gets to access them, tries them on virtually, which is coming soon, watches a video, and when they're ready to buy, now, you know, Vizzle routes them to Revelation by Me's website on the iPhone or iPad, you know, so they can make a purchase and ship to their home. So these are the two case studies I thought I would show you. So to sum it up, I think we are entering into the next phase of retail. You know, retail evolved from stores to multi-channel during the internet days, and now the confluence of these technologies like social, smart devices, and rich media will, not only make it a much more interactive, social, fun thing for the shopper, but it will also allow or enable retailers, fashion designers to keep them engaged with just the right amount of information and keep the excitement going. I think we are at the very beginning of a tremendous, exciting revolution in shopping, which will, lead to new opportunities, both online, in stores, on your phone, and as device convergence happens, if you're on the right side of it as a retailer, you'll really benefit from it and scale. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm David Stone, the Director of Client Services for Erasmo. And with me I have Gian Altamari, who is a strategic partner of ours. We're going to start off a little bit about diving into each company, about Subo and Erasmo, talk to the partnership that we have, and also dive right into one of the case studies that we have together of how Subo was able to utilize the Erasmo technology to create a compelling brand experience for the customers. So with that, I'll actually turn it right over to Gian and have him start off.
Thank you, David. And so I'd like to take a minute to introduce our brand, Subo. We're a California-based footwear brand known for fusing fashion-forward styling with advanced comfort technology. And now most companies would never consider themselves that technology-based, but it's part of our ethos. And we're always looking to partner with emerging technology companies, and Erasmo is the perfect fit. So I'll let David actually explain a little bit more in depth about Erasmo before we get started.
Thank you, John. So Erasmo is a brand new technology that bridges the gap between the physical world and the digital world. We like to think of it as a visual browser that can bring life to ordinary things, such as print, products, packaging, or even places. So one of the challenges that brands face today is the ability to communicate your brand's message, whether it's displayed on a shelf, featured in a catalog, or advertised on a billboard. What Erasmo allows you to do is provide a more engaging experience by overlaying any digital content on top of something found in the physical world. I'm going to go to the next slide. So fundamentally, Erasmo is a platform, and it's available in a couple different ways. You can integrate the technology directly into your app. We can white label it for you, or you can simply leverage Erasmo Lite, which is a free app download from the Apple and Android markets. Additionally, the platform is extremely scalable. It can recognize over 500,000 objects on a single device. Since it is based on our advanced image and pattern recognition, it requires no QR codes, no barcodes, or even watermarks. As you're about to hear, some of our partners have created some really creative things with the platform. So with that, I'll actually turn it right back over to Gian.
Thanks, David. So it's part of these unique features of why Subo was so excited to work with Erasmo from the beginning. I mean, as a design-led brand, we believe that good design enhances your life. And we carry a commitment to being innovative on all of our touch points, from our shoes to our packaging. By simply hovering over the images in the catalog, when a consumer finds something that they're interested about learning more about, like our manufacturing, Erasmo starts a live video. It takes you right to the factory, showing machine work, the quality craftsmanship, and a more in-depth look at how the product is made, taking what a sales floor representative could do to a whole nother level. It's one thing to tell you how our shoes are made, but now we can take a customer through the journey and tell our stories like we never could before, utilizing Erasmo video technology. To give you another example, to further our commitment to incorporating technology throughout the brand's touch points and being able to express the brand's ethos, this season's packaging of select styles was already has Erasmo technology actually built into it. After buying a pair of shoes, customers simply download the Erasmo application, where they can use sections of the packaging to see live videos of their shoes on the catwalk from the New York Fashion Week runway shows, just by hovering over the images. It's just the surface of how we're utilizing this technology. And I'd like David to take it away with some final words.
Thanks again, Gian. So as you can tell, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what this platform can do. Since our launch in June, we already have over 400 partners and over 2 million app downloads, and these numbers are growing each day. So anyone interested in becoming a partner, please get in touch with me, and we can get you set up with your own commercial account. It's as short as 15 minutes. So with that, I'm actually turning over to Q&A.
Hey, everybody. It's Melissa Campanelli back, and I'm here to take some questions from the audience. We don't have too many questions, so please feel free to send them, and we'll be happy to answer them. So let's just get started. These questions are directed to Prasenjit. And one of the questions is about the actual digital social commerce platform. If you could talk about conversion rates around it, and which verticals do you believe would benefit the most from incorporating social commerce using this tool or others? Not sure if Prasenjit is on the call.
I'm here. We have launched, we have data for about 3 months now, and the conversion rate is around 3 to 4%. It depends, I mean, on an average. Currently, we have focused on a few verticals only. We started with a few apparel, women's fashion retailers, like Revolution by Me. There are a few others also in the Bay Area. And then we signed up Gail Grant. They are a jewelry store in New York. And recently we have another retailer that has, again, interesting women's fashion having to do with hats, shoes, different kinds of stuff. We think that the early adopters for social commerce, I mean, based on our research, our focus has been primarily women. We initially focused on under 30, but now we are realizing that, you know, we have reasons to believe that pretty much this works for any woman, anybody who loves to shop. We think there is a market for men also, you know, but we have kind of not focused on that because we think that will be the next step of the adoption. And I think apparel, jewelry, these are all good verticals. It's also a great fit for eyewear. You know, our eyewear product is not out yet, but very soon, using Vizzle, you'll be able to try on, sunglasses. Sunglasses, even different kinds of prescription lens, things like that. It's just the beginning of the cycle. So we see in sometime next year even having support for things like shoes, which is a bit more complicated to do. But, that's more like next summer would be my guess.
Mm-hmm. David, maybe you can talk a little bit about conversion rates or Gian. And, you know, it's kind of hard, I'm sure, to track that with your technology. But if you have any sort of conversion rates that you can sort of talk about anecdotally.
Sure, yeah. As you mentioned, it's actually quite a different experience than just conversion rates. It's really more of telling a story and engaging your customers on a different level and bringing in anything that you would digitally to something that would be physical, whether it's the package or the actual product itself. So a lot of the challenge is, you know, just shelf placement and those types of things, and now you can actually engage customers in a much different fashion. So it's not necessarily something that is just driving conversions. It's actually driving impressions.
Right. In terms of verticals, I mean, obviously you're going to focus on the retailers, but is there any vertical within retail that you feel this would be work with best with? I mean, obviously footwear, but anything else or?
Yeah, anything that requires, especially things that require more background information. So a lot of times when you're dealing with something that is technical in nature or you can even go into rich media like DVDs and things like that where you only have a very small space to describe what it is that you're trying to sell. And this is just an extension that drives users to far more information.
Okay.
It really can be anything.
Okay. I'm going to jump around here a little bit with some of these questions. Another one, which I was kind of wondering myself, is, you know, both of you guys are talking about augmented reality and social and mobile, but do any of your technologies or do you see these technologies working just in a regular e-commerce area, or is this only mobile app-oriented, all of these technologies?
See, I think ultimately there'll be convergence. The reason why we have focused on mobile is because a mobile is with the user, with the shopper all the time. And given that our application has a strong, compelling value, you know, in stores, online, from catalogs, everywhere, we felt that this would be the best platform to launch the service with. The excitement today is in the iPads or in the iPhones, right? So we felt that this would be the perfect launching pad for the service. But if you look at the broader picture, you know, ultimately there is device convergence happening, you know, where laptops are going, where iPads will start to replace some of the traditional computers, you know. Now, it's not that it's going to replace them completely. I'm not suggesting that. But I think as this kind of trends take off and the market kind of evolves and takes shape, you know, we think there will be a need for similar kind of user experiences no matter where the shopper is. So we will support, a direct online experience also at that stage. And the idea is, as a shopper, you know, our solutions are shopper-centric or consumer-centric. So as a consumer, you know, I should be able to configure my information once only using Vizzle and then access it no matter where I am or whatever touch point it is. That is how we see these solutions evolving. You know, mobile is just the beginning, and as and when these trends, you know, take shape and whatever the market demands, we'll open it up to other channels. But it is not just mobile. It will be pretty much ubiquitous.
David, can you comment on that? Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and I think it's something that Erasmo plays really well with. It's really that gap right in between where the physical world meets the digital world, and retailers today have been facing a challenge. So their web-based retail can track so much more information. It's something that they know user behavior. They can understand users much better as far as what they're looking at, what they buy, and when they add things to cart, where the conversions are, everything that we've kind of talked about up to this point. But unfortunately, when you walk into a retail store, all of that information is missing. And retailers know very little about you as you walk into the store. So they rely on old methods, you know, customer service, product placement, et cetera, et cetera. With Erasmo, it's a really unique opportunity that you can actually kind of bridge some of that statistical information that you are able to leverage on the web-based side to the physical box itself, the big box store. Anything in the store can be lit up and brought in digital content. So if you have a video online, like any kind of store that actually has video about the product online, can now actually be brought in for the consumer experience right there on the shelf. So rather than kind of searching around for associate that may or may not truly help you, you can actually start to explore as a consumer right then and there. And all of that can be very much trackable for the retail store itself, which is very compelling to many of the clients that we're talking to.
Okay, great. This is sort of a general question. I'm actually interested in myself. All of this stuff sounds really exciting and totally new, and I just I know this is going to be hard to answer, but what are the costs around something like this? I mean, are a lot of our listeners are maybe from smaller companies, and you know, is this something that they would have to hire? I don't know. Do they work through an agency? Do they work with you directly? Do they have to hire another person on the staff? If you can kind of just walk me through that on both of your solutions.
Sure. So. Our solution actually is priced, you know, to make it palatable to even the small retailers. Now, you know, we have a very sophisticated back end where if you are a small retailer, you can give us the data, you know, your product and pricing information, you know, is something as simple as a spreadsheet, product and images. And if you're a large retailer, we can actually tap into your sophisticated systems, you know, from analytics to whatever you have, and benefit from that information. Now, you know, so the idea is, first of all, you know, our focus, you know, you see the sophistication on the front end, but it is the back end that makes it viable. Okay, and so, you know, being one of the Informatica founders, and you know, as you know, Informatica is the market leader in data integration technology worldwide. They have been for the past 10-15 years. That is what we see as a significant difference from anything else you'll come across. Now, to a small retailer, you know, so if you look at our pricing, there is an initial setup fee, and then there is pay for performance, which is every time somebody is using the solution to access information, you pay a small fee, pretty much like you would do for advertising. And every time we give you a referral, we charge a referral fee. So, you know, when we take a customer from our app to Revelation by Me's website and they buy, we charge a referral fee for that. So it's all pay for performance. Now, in future, we will be actually supporting we are considering supporting transactions inside of Vizzle itself. Again, that will be a transaction fee, like a Visa or MasterCard fee. Now, as far as the customization is concerned, you know, there is no one-size-fits-all. If you're a small retailer, getting up and running with Vizzle, you know, is very, very inexpensive. It's you know, a couple of $100. If you are a large retailer, depending on the extent of sophistication that you need and, you know, how real-time you want to plug into the system, you know, what kind of data you want to feed in and, you know, slice and dice it, whatever, you know, we have, based on the type of customization, we price it. Now, a small retailer can be up and running in Vizzle, you know, if very rapidly in a matter of a couple of days. And we still haven't, you know, we right now we ask you to give us the data and we set it up. So that takes about a couple of days. That's about it. Now, in future, sometime next year, we'll actually give you the tool set yourself so you can sign up from our website and just do it. It'll be an instant process, pretty much the way you would use any similar or, you know, some of these online services, you know, like that. So to a large retailer, depending on the kind of integration, it's, again, a matter of, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. Because we, that is where our technology sophistication comes in. And just one more point, you know, we give you all this virtual experience, you know, where people can try on your fashion item, try on the retail fashion items. But from a retailer, we don't, the process is really simple. We just ask them to give us what we, you know, we actually extract that all that information from their mobile, from their fashion shoots. You know, we ask them to take one particular shoot, you know, which fits into their existing shoot process, and the rest is all ours. You know, our technology takes care of everything.
Okay, great. I know, David, did you want to talk at all about that, or?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. This is actually a great time to talk about that question, because right now we launched this in June. And really what our main intent at this moment is to understand user behavior. It's a brand new technology, so there is a little bit of a learning curve for people to adopt this. And we also are driving just the content, the amount of content that you're able to visually browse. So for our initial strategic partners, we're evaluating them as they come in, and for our first round of strategic partners, the people that sign up early, we're actually providing this at no charge, which is an amazing opportunity. So it's really about finding the right people that can adopt, like Subo, can adopt an emerging technology and run with it to create something that's compelling. So it's actually, right now, a great time to talk to us.
But, I mean, in general, I mean, that's obviously a promotion on your end, but I mean, if you're a retailer, how much would you have to spend on something like this on a yearly basis? Or
yeah, so some of our competitors have really started to charge by licensing the technology, that can get quite expensive, and your return on investment is hard to measure. And we're really focusing this more towards the same kind of web-based ad revenue model that you would see on the web. So really think of it the same way as you would per impression or number of times that someone, you know, lit up a product.
Okay. I mean, I guess it is something that can be used depending on how you use the application, because I know Eloisa, your company is probably not very big, so, and you're able to do this. So in some ways, maybe it's the smaller companies that are really being sort of the risk takers with this kind of stuff. Would you agree about that, present it? Sort of the smaller companies might be the ones that are testing it? And
I think smaller companies are really agile, and they're able to adopt it quickly. But mm-hmm. we have a lot of conversations with big retailers at the moment that are adopting this pretty quickly because, it just has so much value add.
Okay.
So
yes, I'm sorry.
Actually, this is presented. So from our side, what we did is, you know, we rolled out Vizzle with a few select. We wanted to roll out Vizzle with a few selected retailers in San Francisco and New York first. We have done that, and you know, we are right now. We will be taking a large retail chain live very soon in the next couple of months. It's so the technology has been, you know, it has been out there for a few months. We have the user experience now very sophisticated, and these are complex technologies. So we wanted to kind of get it out there, figure it out, get it all, you know, rightly aligned so we could address it, so we could kind of, you know, tailor it to the shopper's needs the right way and you know, then start to scale. So we are now at that point where we are starting to do that. And very soon you will see adoption by large retailers. You will also see different kinds of boutique retailers also adopting this. Because, you know, our what we are ultimately doing is we are, our goal is to set up what we call the Visual Styles Network, where we'll have, you know, different kinds of retailers, brands, even trendsetters, designers, all kind of collaborate, share their you know, their products and get it so those who, so the shoppers who care about it can access it, try them on, share it. You know, it's just a big, big collaborative, real-time, fun and exciting environment. That's what we're trying to create.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Several folks have asked about using this app or using these tools for the furniture market. I don't know if that's an area that you guys have explored. Seems like you're both mostly talking about fashion. Do you see it being used that way, or do you think that would be a good idea?
Okay. Yeah, actually, furniture is a great fit. You know, it is a great fit. It is a part of our roadmap for next year. You know, we wanted to roll it out with fashion, you know, because the overall market space for these kinds of technologies, the addressable market is very, very big. So we have just rolled it out to, you know, a particular slice of the market, which happens to be apparel, because, you know, based on the, you know, on what we felt would be the right launching pad. But if there is a definite market for this, for you know, for home products, you know, furnishings, you know, decorative items, pretty much all of that. Mm-hmm. Anywhere where you can benefit from a virtual augmented experience, you know, there is a need for it.
Yeah, this is David again. I'll jump in on that question. Furniture is great, actually, from our perspective. You can look at it a couple different ways. You can actually look at it from a perspective of if it's high-end furniture that requires a lot of craftsmanship. You can tell the story behind that, and you know, basically give the background on that furniture. But beyond that, one of the things that we didn't talk about that much today in this call was the 3D functionality. We built a 3D engine from the ground up. So what we can do is we can actually put 3D models into the in front of you, essentially in front of your viewer. So we can do something where with furniture, a lot of times it has to do with the size of the piece and the room that you're working in. So we can launch off of a trigger image that you can hand out and basically put a piece of furniture and kind of see it in its place, which would be neat.
Yeah, that is interesting. So let's see. We're almost running out of time. So I just wanted to, and I did want to get this question in. Could either of you, Prasenjit and Dave, or anyone else on the call, can you, besides, you know, obviously the tools that you guys are selling, can you talk about any retailers that come to mind as being forward thinking in terms of how they use augmented reality, or, you know, just in general, mobile? I mean, I've read some stories about how Donna Karan uses these kinds of tools. Are there any that jump to mind as being leaders that our listeners can look to if they want to get some ideas?
Let's see. I think there are different retailers have been trying out different concepts. You know, Macy's last year tried out this virtual dressing room in one of the New York stores. It wasn't a mobile solution, but it was, you could walk into the dressing room and, or the fitting room, and, you know, there would be a big monitor kind of thing, and you would be able to virtually try on some stuff. So there, you know, different people have been, different retailers have been kind of sampling and trying out different things. there's this Shiseido. They tried out virtual makeup, and where you can, you know, based on skin tone, they can kind of match up. Okay, this makeup will go with your skin color, that kind of stuff. Then, like I said, Portal Vision has been has a service for trying on eyewear. And I think there are a couple of, okay, then there is a company, in addition to Tissot, there is another, what is that? There is another watch, European watch manufacturer that has tried out a virtual augmented reality-based solution for you to try on wristwatches online. I just can't remember the name of it. But it is happening all over. I mean, people are trying out. And Ralph Lauren recently made an announcement that they will be introducing some sort of an augmented reality solution in their stores. I don't have the details, but they just made a small announcement, which I got online. So it's happening. It's just that it's in the very, very early stages of adoption. So, but the excitement is, this is how it starts. So.
Right. And David, what about you?
Yeah, absolutely. That's actually another good question. I would recommend that everyone goes to our website, www.arasma.com. Take a look at the featured case study that we have up on the front page. It's Net-a-Porter, and what they did was they actually put together a window shop, short video that displays people actually using the software. And this is just, again, just another great creative way that people have seen how this technology can be adopted and really used. You'll see the reaction on people's faces. It's just, it'll blow you away. Check it out, Net-a-Porter, on the front of our Erasmus page.
Okay. I believe the so you obviously you guys are both believing that this is sort of the future of where retail shopping is going. Could you just give our listeners some best practices or some tips they could take away from this if they do want to get into this area? I mean, is there anything that sort of beginners should keep in mind, since this is going to be the future in terms of how they organize their business or their marketing or their website?
Well, I would say the first thing is, look at your customers. If you take a look at your, the kind of people who shop in your stores, and then try and align it with, and then look at, for social media, mobile, smart devices, these kinds of technologies, who are the early adopters? And then try and match the two, and from there you'll know, for which products what solution needs to be rolled out. And then I would go and you can talk to some of the right customers who would fit that, and then test out a few things. There are different companies trying to solve this problem. It's augmented reality, 3D, hologram, these are all, broad terms with a variety of possible solutions. So based on what your customers, feel would be important, look at what is out there and go and test out a few of these solutions. I mean, you don't have to, I would not get into a major elaborate project to start with, but, you can certainly do a few month trial, and if we could be of assistance, we are happy to work with you. I know I've been an entrepreneur for a long time. I mean, this is my third venture, and pretty much with every such new concept, you have to test it and, make it palatable to your customers. That's the only way to go about it.
This is David again. I'll answer that question.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So the first recommendation I always make is that we actually end up utilizing the boots on the ground. So if you have a physical location, we end up running through the first amount of tests with you, and then really training the staff themselves on how to show users how to really adopt this technology and use it in the store. And it creates an exciting experience. Even if someone doesn't buy something, they walk away saying, "Wow, that was a really cool experience," and they have an impression of your store in a totally different way. So. Even from that point, it's a conversation starter. It's something to talk about. It engages people more, and it can end up turning into much higher sales.
And then, what if you don't have a store though? What if you're just a retailer? Like how could you also use this? And how would you go about that?
Net-a-Porter doesn't actually have a store there. It's just just Net. So if you take a look at the case study again, you can actually show how they were able to take something that doesn't have a storefront and create a storefront in such a cool way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was your best practice.
Yeah, sorry. Kind of merged both questions.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're pretty much running out of time now, so I want to do some closing.
Melissa?
Yes.
I'm sorry. This is Prasenjit. I just saw a question on, online, where somebody has said Whizzle.com is an odd site.
Right.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Whizzle.com is not our site. Our site is GoWhizzle.com. So I just thought I would mention this. It's GoWhizzle.com, not Whizzle.com.
Great. I'm sorry. I forgot about that question. But yeah.
No problem.
That's good to know. Do you know what Whizzle is, what Whizzle.com is?
Whizzle.com is, I think, somebody's personal site for sharing photographs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
It will seem odd after hearing me and seeing that.
So. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, I just want to take a second here to, first of all, thank our great speakers for speaking today about some really cool new technologies that I think that are going to probably take off. Perhaps right now they're a little bit future for our listeners, but I think they're going to take off at some point. So I also would like to thank everyone listening on the phone. I thank you all for attending the session. And if you're interested in discussing anything that you heard during the presentation, we encourage you to visit the networking lounge to chat with other session attendees, because that's probably going to be going on for another, for a little while now. So I would check that out if possible. And I also want to remind everyone that this event is going to be on demand starting on Thursday, September 29th. So everyone that's registered for the event will have received a email, and you can use that email to download. So you can listen to any of these sessions at any time for the next 90 days. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of that. And with that, I just want to say thanks to everybody and have a great evening.